Back now with Day to Day and a big flurry of new movies this weekend. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with our weekly look at what the critics think, Slate's summary judgment.
Writer-director Noah Baumbach, who had the art house hit The Squid and the Whale, has cast his wife, Jennifer Jason Leigh, in his new film. She and Nicole Kidman play battling sisters in the dark comedy Margot at the Wedding.
I don't know where to begin. What can I tell you? Seems I'm pregnant, but it's really early, so I haven't told anyone. I mean, I haven't told Malcolm or Ingrid. What'd you say?
I said, wow.
Yeah. If it sticks, we'll see.
Entertainment Weekly calls Kidman sensational, and The Hollywood Reporter raves a wryly observed, bracingly original winner. But many think Baumbach is an acquired taste. New York Magazine says Margot at the Wedding doesn't develop. It just skips from one squirmy scene to the next. And if you have small kids like I do, you'll have no choice but to check out Dustin Hoffman and Natalie Portman in Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium about a magical toy store. Jason Bateman also stars.
The hot dog to hot dog bun ratio. Why, for the love of mustard, are there never enough buns?
Extra hot dogs.
Yes, but why?
In case you drop a couple.
What kind of insufferable fool drops a hot dog?
Many critics complain of too much darn whimsy, but the Seattle Post-Intelligencer advises it's well-made and adults likely will find themselves yielding to its gentle, whimsical charm. See, there's that whimsy you've all been warned about. But hey, who needs whimsy when you have a motion-capture, computer-generated version of the classic epic poem Beowulf? That's right, the old English chestnut that many of us were forced to read in high school has now been slicked up a la 300 with buff warriors, battling monsters, and Angelina Jolie, not necessarily in that order. Crispin Glover provides the voice of Grendel, and here's Ray Winstone as Beowulf.
Who are you?
I am Beowulf, son of Eadthal. They say you have a monster here. They say your lands are cursed.
Is that what they say? There's no shame to be accursed by demons.
I'm Beowulf, and I'm here to kill your monster.
English lit professors, hold on to your hats. The critics like it. Not for the adaptation, but for the visuals. Beowulf is also playing in a few IMAX theaters with 3D, so you can imagine what that's like, what with a whole bunch of Jolie jumping out at you. The BBC snarls, flat, sexy, and absurd, but the Arizona Republic cheers exciting, fun, and occasionally breathtaking, and USA Today shouts, a sight to behold, exhilarating and kinetic. Wow. If Beowulf rings up big box office, look for Hollywood to adapt other literary epic poems. From hot new writer Geoffrey Chaucer comes the high-octane action thriller of the year, The Canterbury Tales. Bruce Willis is the knight and Tom Cruise is the friar as they get ready to kick some 15th century ass.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a Los Angeles writer and lover of Chaucer.